This is Triple R Midday News with Rosie McQuire,
Melissa Horsey,
and Ainsley Kosh. In a positive step forward for Victorian renters, new changes to leasing agreements will make it harder for landlords to evict tenants or increase rent. But renting unions say more work still needs to be done. The Andrews government has announced the reforms, hoping to make renting fairer for all Victorians. As part of the 14-point policy, the government will scrap the 120-day no-specified reason evictions and will extend the rent increase period from 6 months to a year. CEO of Tenants Union Victoria, Mark O'Brien, says the reforms will improve the state's current renting climate.
So these reforms are a really good first step forward in trying to improve tenants' rights in Victoria. There's no doubt that the things that have been announced will have a positive effect on tenants' experience.
The Department of Health has launched Head to Health, an online portal offering resources for people dealing with mental health issues. It comes as part of the federal government's $4 billion annual investment in mental health. General Manager in Bereavement Care at Sands Australia, Anita Guyot, says Head to Health is a great initiative.
It can be really difficult to speak face-to-face or over the phone to support services, and really, Head to Health is providing options so a person can find the correct service for them. They're able to find SANS services and access our services really easily as well. And we find that the online services are hugely successful because it's a really easy step for them to take.
High school students across the country will have access to a new HPV vaccine that protects against several deadly cancers, including 9 strains of cervical cancer. The Gardasil 9 vaccine will be available in 2018 and will be given to 12 and 13-year-old girls and boys in years 7 and 8. The federal government has announced the rollout of the new and improved vaccine, which is said to prevent almost 90% of cervical cancers. Australian Department of Health Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the vaccine is a great improvement.
I think it's a significant enhancement on what was a very famous Australian breakthrough in the original invention of the Gardasil vaccine. So the original vaccine was a huge breakthrough, and this is a very significant enhancement on top of that.
Tensions continue to rise in Spain ahead of tomorrow's meeting of the Catalan Parliament that could see an unilateral declaration of independence. It's the country's worst political crisis in decades. Hundreds of thousands of people have taken to the streets of Spain calling for national unity.
Dozens of taxi drivers have been fined after a police crackdown at Melbourne Airport. $396 fines were issued when police went undercover in response to complaints of short fare refusal. A Melbourne taxi driver, who did not want to be named, says more needs to be done by airport management to assist taxi drivers.
For the waiting time they spent in there for the return on that waiting time in terms of fares. So the waiting time probably will be much greater than what the fare can trigger.
Turning to sport, and the AFL trade period kicks off today with plenty of big moves set to take place. In a shock flip, Brisbane's Josh Sakic looks set to return home to Victoria. The Age's Sam McClure says the news comes as a bombshell, given Sakic signed a 2-year contract with the Lions in June.
Brisbane will be looking for at least a pretty high first-round pick, given that they invested 2 seasons and pick 2 behind Jacob Wiedering. Jack Watts is the other big story. I know there's a lot of conjecture around where he's going to go. I know he's meeting with the Sydney Swans today, but my understanding is that he'll be picking Port Adelaide.
In basketball, Melbourne United has lost to Oklahoma City in a thriller in the US. The Thunder played a fully stocked side and was seriously challenged by the Aussie team, which almost stole a victory in the dying seconds. NBL.com.au head writer Liam Santamaria says it was an impressive performance.
It's remarkable, wasn't it? I mean, no one really would have expected an NBL team to come so close to pulling off a victory over an NBA team. A huge victory for the NBL and basketball in Australia, just to come so close on such a big stage.
Finally, in tennis, and Nick Kyrgios has been defeated by Rafael Nadal in the China Open final. The Aussie lost in straight sets to the world number one after another mid-match meltdown.
And Melbourne's weather. Partly cloudy with showers easing this afternoon, southwesterly winds up to 30 kilometres an hour and a top of 18 degrees. It will be a sunny day tomorrow with patchy morning fog and light winds, a top of 21. This has been Triple R Midday News with Rosie McQuire,
Melissa Horsey
and Ainsley Kosh.